Read me romance. Read, read me romance. Read me romance. Read, read me romance.
You could take a look in a book, that's fine. Or you could sit back, relax, and unwind and
read me romance. Read, read me romance.
Today's episode of Read Me Romance is brought to you by browsing the sale rack at Victoria's Secret for a Valentine's Day surprise, then giving up and getting a mall pretzel instead. Hey, everybody. It's me, Tessa Bailey. I hope everybody's having a wonderful Wednesday. We're here for the third installment of Snowfall by M. Never. We're really enjoying this hot MC book with two mature characters. They're on the older side. I want to say they're in their late 40s or 50s, which we love. And it's the second one we've had like that. Susan Stoker was the first, and this one is the second. And yeah, we're really enjoying that theme. And it seems like you guys are too. Let us know. Let us know if you're enjoying, what you enjoy the most about the podcast. We want to hear from you. You know, email is always open, readmeromance@gmail.com. And we're also, you know, like really present in our Facebook group, Read Me Romance Headquarters on Facebook. So if you got something you want to tell us, you know, so go feel free to email us. I'm the one that mans the account, so you're talking to me. Actually, speaking of emails, I have this really cute one that I got this morning, and I wanted to read it to you. So before we start this, our next installment of Snowfall, let me just read you this little message from one of our lovely listeners. It says, "Hey, ladies, I just wanted to let you know what happened to me. I was at work when I first found this podcast on Monday. Anyways, the first book I heard was Closer. That's by Alexa Riley. And I was here with my mouth hanging open, gasping with every word I heard. Well, of course, I went home and told my husband that I was listening to the most crude, obscene, amazing book. Like always, he didn't show any interest in my smut books. But this time, I played a certain part to him that says, quote, 'She was popping with little orgasms.' And then in all caps, it says, 'Oh my God.' Since then, every time he walks by me, he whispers in my ear that he wants to make me pop. So just wanted to say thank you. Ha, ha, ha." I love that. I like, actually, that's one of my favorite things is getting messages or emails from people that have read my books that like shared it with their husbands in some way, whether it's the audio or whether their husband like read a particular chapter and their eyes were opened, realizing what their wife or significant other is actually fantasizing about, dreaming about, you know, like, I think my husband, like when I started writing these books, he was like looking at the internet, looking at my name, and he was like, "What's with all this dirty talk stuff?" You know, like, because, you know, generally people tend to associate that dirty talk with me. And I was like, "I like dirty talk." And he's like, definitely stepped it up in that category. So I think it can be beneficial to, like, you know, maybe just have them read a chapter here and there and just like let them know, you know, because sometimes it can be really hard to vocalize what you like in bed. And, you know, it might be an easier way to like to nudge them if you're looking for something exciting or something new, which we all are from time to time. So, okay. Good talk. I'm going to go ahead and play the third installment of Snowfall by M. Never, and I'll talk to you guys on the other side. Bye.
Gerard's home is a cozy two-bedroom ranch just on the outskirts of LA. It wasn't what I was expecting, but it's a nice surprise. We didn't do much of a tour, seeing as soon as we got into the house, his hands were on me, leading me straight into his bedroom. I did catch a few glimpses of the black leather couch in the living room, the free weights on the floor, and the humongous flat-screen TV on the wall. It's a bachelor pad for sure. But what I'm currently intrigued with most is the shirtless man in front of me, inked all over his chest and arms, looking at me like I'm Thanksgiving dinner. A smack of reality hits me square in the face. He is dark and dangerous and amazing, and I'm a 42-year-old woman whose body isn't what it used to be. I don't think I thought this all the way through. Out on the bike, I got caught up in the moment. And now? Now I'm realizing exactly what is about to happen. Oh, shit. Gerard puts his hands on my waist and I tense up. Kristen, get out of your head. Darling, what's wrong? Gerard starts kissing my neck and trying to pull my shirt off my body. Nothing. I push my insecurities away. I want this. I want him. My demons of the past have been vanquished, mostly. Let's get something straight right now. Gerard pulls back and looks directly into my eyes. If there is one thing I can smell like a bloodhound, it's bullshit. So let's try this again. Darling, what's wrong? Well then. Nothing's wrong, per se. It's just been a while, I reluctantly admit. And I'm not exactly 20 anymore. I have a woman's body. I clear my throat, uncomfortable. I know. He wraps his arms around me and sucks on my neck. And I can't wait to get that body naked and beneath me. I can't really wait for that either. I just hope he's not disappointed. Hurry up then, I encourage him, just wanting to rip the damn Band-Aid off. If he doesn't like what he sees, there is nothing I can do about it but leave. That would completely suck, but here goes everything. I assist him with pulling my shirt over my head. There isn't any blood-curdling screams or bleeding eyes. Damn. Gerard gazes down at me as he passes his palms all over my curves. My heart punches through my chest, but I don't stop it when he hooks his thumbs into my leather pants and shimmies them down my thighs. I kick off my boots and step out of my pants, standing before him in just a lacy bra and panties. Don't show fear, weakness, or intimidation, I tell myself over and over. It's something I had to learn to instill in myself when I was going through my divorce. My ex fed on intimidation and fear. He knew how to instill it and then use it to his advantage. And for years he manipulated me, made me feel like I was nothing, like I needed him to live, to survive, that I would be no one without him. It was all lies, but I was young and naive and I believed him for so long. But not anymore, and never again. I know who I am. But life tests even the strongest of people, and Lord knows I am being tested right now.
I know you said fuck you slow, and I'll sure as hell try, but I can't make any promises at first. I want you bad, darling.
Gerard all but mauls me.
Shit, you're beautiful. I'm one lucky bastard right now.
I giggle as he forces me onto the bed. And such a sweet talker.
I don't need to be a sweet talker.
Gerard pushes my thighs wide open and I gasp.
My tongue says it all.
He drops his head and encloses his mouth over my pussy, teasing my clit with ungodly pressure against the lacy material of my panties. Oh, I tense as a crippling sensation of pleasure creeps over my body.
I'm going to eat you a fucking live.
He pulls my underwear away and does just that, burying his face between my legs and licks me until I'm squirming. His tongue is relentless, the strokes strict and ruthless against my burning flesh. He passes over my clit again and again, dipping the tip of his tongue into my entrance every so often just to trip me up. With one hand, I'm gripping the sheets. With the other, I'm gripping his hair. Oh God, oh fuck, oh God, I cry out as I get wetter and wetter and closer to a screaming orgasm. And just when that sweet and spicy sensation of ecstasy starts to tingle inside me, Gerard stops. Oh God, please, no. I sound like a junkie, my body going into immediate withdrawal.
As much as I want to make you come all over my face, it's my cock I want you addicted to.
I don't think I need his cock for that. I may already be addicted to him, all of him, every inch, every part. Gerard kneels above my trembling body, unbuckling his belt in a methodically slow way. He's tormenting me. He knows how wound up I am, knows I need him, knows I want him. Gerard reaches over into his nightstand with his pants unzipped and still hanging off his hips. He produces a sleeve of condoms and tosses them onto the bed. "We going to use all those?" I make a snarky joke.
"If we're lucky."
Gerard pushes his pants down thighs, his erection popping free. I instinctually spread my legs, my need for him insatiable.
"Do you want me, Kristen?"
he asks as he strokes himself. "Yes." I don't hesitate to answer.
"Good."
Gerard rips a condom off the sleeve, tears it open, and covers himself, all while I slowly come apart at the seams. He isn't quick to attack me, like I was expecting. Instead, he runs his fingertips up the inside of my thighs, as if inspecting his new piece of property. Should I feel self-conscious right now? Why is he looking at me like that? Too much time is passing and too many questions are flying. "Gerard," I sigh, hoping to prompt him. He doesn't say a word. He just slips a finger inside me and pumps his hand slowly. So damn slowly. I moan. I whine. I fuss. He's tormenting me.
"You're so fucking wet."
He leans down and sucks my clit. "And so fucking sweet." His tone is almost reverent. "And so fucking impatient." I bow on the bed.
"I thought you wanted me to fuck you slow and make it mean something."
"Is that what you're doing?" I exhale heavily.
"I thought I was. I don't really do slow. I don't really make love either."
"Well, ain't that a bitch? My own words are biting me in the ass." "Don't worry about slow or making love. Just show me who you are."
"You may never speak to me again if I do that."
He pushes his finger in deep, and I see stars. "Let me be the judge of that." I pant. "I'm a big girl. I can take it. I hope." Gerard withdraws his hand and then does something completely unexpected. He drops a kiss on the tip of my nose.
"Get up."
He pulls on my arm.
"Turn around. Grab the top of the headboard."
I look at him funny, but I do as he instructs. The headboard isn't terribly large, but it is high enough to where my body is semi-stretched out. I'm on display in nothing but my bra, dangling against cool leather.
"Fuck."
Gerard paws all over me, groping my ass, my thighs, my hips, coming around to squeeze my breasts. He massages them roughly as he rubs his rock-hard erection against my lower back.
"I'm gonna fuck you, and I'm gonna fuck you hard."
He pulls at my bra, forcing my tits to pour out of the material. I feel a bit dirty and sexy and naughty, but most of all needy. After a few plucks of my nipples, Gerard grips one of my hips. I feel him tease the entrance of my pussy with the tip of his cock, and then I momentarily black out when he pile drives inside me. I snap my head back and gasp from the force and the life-threatening pleasure. Gripping the edge of the headboard tighter, I hold on for dear life as Gerard begins a savage dance inside me. The first three strokes of his cock are slow and deliberate, but after that, all bets are off as each and every thrust becomes harder, faster, unrestrained. Before long, the bed is shaking, Gerard is grunting, and I'm on the verge of a climax of epic proportions. My body is on a roller coaster of rapture, running wild and free, and yet at the same time suppressed. My hips ache as Gerard digs his fingers into my skin, the force of his pelvis thrusting me forward each and every time. I don't care about the pain, though. The only thing I can wrap my mind around is the continual punch against my core.
It's like someone is trying to bang down a door, and my orgasm is the only thing that can blow it off the hinges. Then it happens. I feel it. The prick inside me, the igniter of my climax. The whole room heats up as a dead weight draws down right between my thighs. Fuck! Gerard! Fuck! Fuck! I erupt as I spontaneously combust, a delirium of pleasure sucking me under faster than a riptide. Tears roll down my cheeks as Gerard fucks every ounce of my orgasm out, squeezing every drop from me he can until I can no longer support my own weight. I lose my grip on the headboard and slump into Gerard's arms, kissing my cheek and my neck from behind. He lays me on my stomach, props my hips up, and continues to pound away until he's grunting and groaning so loudly I know he's close. Even after the bodily exertion, he still feels amazing and I still want more. I want him to come inside me and let me hear how good it feels. Kristen, fuck Kristen. It's as if he heard me. I'm gonna come, baby, right inside you. His pelvis jerks hard, and then he stills, a pained sound escaping from his mouth. It's so fucking sexy, it makes me shiver. Shiver in a way I haven't in so long. Maybe even never. Gerard gently allows his body to give way, laying his full weight on top of me. The two of us settle on the mattress, hot, panting, exhausted, and downright sated. Wrapped in Gerard's arms, I drift off with the thought, without a worry, this was definitely a first date I wasn't expecting.
Hey, I'm back. I hope you guys enjoyed that. If you want to pre-order Snowfall by M. Never, the book you're listening to right now, you can do that below. In the episode descriptions, you can pre-order the next book in this series, which is called Slashes in the Snow, which promises to be explosive because I think I know who the characters are. And by now, actually, the blurb is out, so I'm sure we've shared that everywhere on social media. If you're not following us, follow us on Instagram at ReadMeRomance. You can find us on Facebook. You know, we're pretty much everywhere. Our website is literally up to date to the minute because our the fabulous Mel is like on top of it like crazy. So all of our links are there. Everything is up to date. You can find out about who's coming up on the podcast this season. And yeah, so let me see what else is happening right now. Oh, Susan Stoker has a book out today. It's called Shelter for Quinn. And everybody like adored Susan when she was on the podcast. So you definitely want to go click that up. And I'll be back tomorrow with the fourth installment, and I'll talk to you guys then. Bye.
Read me romance. Read me romance. Read me romance. Read me romance. You could take a look in a book, that's fine. Or you could sit back, relax, and unwind and read me romance. Read me romance.